One afternoon in the video store, the clock rang out for lunch. The owner, Dave, craved Taco Bell and a cheesy gordita crunch. Meanwhile, low to the waist, a Morton Hoof sat alone in his room. And Morton Hoof had Bell to sell, but he craved the power of cartoons. Dave and Hoof agreed to sell Bells for tunes and tunes for Bell. Saturday morning apocalypse. Saturday morning apocalypse.
Peppermint Patty's invited herself, Marcy, and Franklin over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners?
Thanksgiving is more than eating. We should just be thankful for being together.
Hello, and welcome back to the exciting return of Saturday Morning Apocalypse. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by newly returned to the store himself after long thought being dead, Ryan.
I'm back!
We didn't really get into that in episode 100. We just kind of took it for granted that you were back. You've died so many times, it's sort of like, yeah, he's here now again.
It's no big deal.
Happens all the time.
Just another day at the store.
Yeah.
We're also joined by a resident air vent dweller and now full-on employee of Apocalypse Radio, Jackie.
Good grief.
And it wouldn't be a Saturday Morning Apocalypse without our overlord, Morton Hoof.
Hello.
And we're talking about
I'm here too. Good grief.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. We're also
I thought this was a bit.
I was just like, oh, I didn't know this was going on. Okay. I thought maybe you were just setting up.
No. Mike, I'm so sorry.
No, I thought this was where we were going about it.
That's fine.
He's the official Charlie Brown of the group now.
Mike is now the Charlie Brown.
Away from him.
The only full-time employee who hasn't died on the job.
Well, you've been murdered on the job once, but that wasn't your fault. That's all right. We're talking about Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And when we usually get into these things, if it's a cartoon we've never discussed before, we like to talk about everyone's history with that particular franchise, whatever. I'll go last since I probably have the hottest take, I suppose, of Charlie Brown. But let's start positive. Jackie, what's your history with Chuck Brown?
The old Chuck. I have positive nostalgic feelings for the Peanuts. Love the Christmas special, even though it gets all Christian. it's definitely...
That's Linus's fault.
And I have affection for Linus outside of his Christianity. Yeah, I dig.
Yeah, take it outside, God boy.
Yeah, Linus, I'll talk philosophy with you, but stop bringing God into it. My fucking anyway. So dig the Christmas special, dig the Halloween special. Thanksgiving, I will admit, I hadn't seen in a long time and didn't remember that well. It's not the best of them by any means, but I do still have. You know, nostalgic feelings for it. I love Charlie Brown, the character, because he is a depressed little loser weirdo dweeb. And
as
that's
we
important.
Watching this, I started, this show should probably be, instead of Peanuts, this should probably be called Charlie Downer.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, he is a downer, and I love that about him.
Damn. Hottest jokes from 1974 right here.
Thanksgiving shot, definitely not. It was fine. It's not great. It's not good even. But I'll fight for my man, Chuck. That's my take.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
Ryan, how about you? What's your history with Chuck?
Probably the same. I mean, I watched these all. They played a lot of the reruns on Nickelodeon back in the day. I remember. And I watched tons of that. I didn't really it is sort of like this like tome poem show kind of thing. Like the episodes are just, it's a very different rhythm than any kind of other animated thing I think ever. I think the closest is probably like Doug. This is like the closest kind of show to this.
Yeah, a cartoon where they're like, we're just gonna have a little jazz moment here, not really kinda, do anything.
Yeah, just people. Another
inexplicably bald kid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sad.
Just a sad bald kid. I can relate to the sad bald kids with big heads a lot, you know. And
did you have three strands of hair as a as a kid?
No, but I did just spill some coffee all over my desk.
Oh, no.
1 second.
Chuck.
1 second. Keep it recording.
Good grief.
Good grief.
Well, we should, let's wait.
Wah, wah, wah,
I'm
wah.
Sure someone spilled coffee on Charlie Brown at some point during the history of the Peanuts franchise.
Goes to, like, get one of his marble mouth parents a cup of coffee, and then they... spill it on him. Like, oh, I didn't notice you there. I know. I'm sorry, Dad.
All right, let's get back
anyway,
to the episode.
So,
I got donuts to make.
Back to where we were. So, Ryan, you were talking about your history donuts with Charlie Brown.
Yeah, sorry about that. I would say I enjoyed it. I mean, I read it. I remember. I mean, I haven't read every single one. It's been going on since the 50s, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I just assumed that Charlie Brown started with
ago.
The show in, like, the 70s or something.
Oh,
I had no idea it was a thing in the 50s. Wow.
Yeah, 50s, 60s,
least,
until 2000, it stopped. I have the last clipping, clipped out somewhere.
Does
Ryan, you read
the
comics?
Yeah, I would read them and stuff. I liked going through... you know, the strips on Sundays, you know, that kind of thing. I've watched Charlie Brown, or watch it, read Charlie Brown. I always wanted to get those collections, never did, though. I don't know. And then I, in fourth grade, played Charlie Brown in a little play at one point.
I love that!
Did you wear a bald cap?
No, it was like a weird thing. I think it was just like, it was part of like another... It wasn't like Your Good Man Charlie Brown, the play, like the real play. It was just like a song in like some sort of, I forgot what it was about, but it was like, it was like
Your
one
Good Man Charlie Brown.
It was just like, there was this one part that was like a Charlie Brown song of like a multiple different things, like kind of like a showcase of things. But I can't remember what else was going on. I think it might have been like an Earth Day thing or some sort of like...
One of those Earth Day Charlie Brown reviews.
Like an environment kind of thing. And I don't know.
Sounds like school in the 90s.
Yeah, it was some sort of 90s fourth grade thing. And I think it was just the song, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown is going to get caught.
They're singing this about you?
Just you wait and see. And then I go, why is everybody always picking on me?
Oh, yeah, the famous Charlie Brown voice.
Performer, Ryan?
Was that?
I was gonna say, this isn't the first time we've heard of your performing antics, if you want to call it that. Like, if you guys recall, in the Sheena episode, Ryan was a guest star on the Universal Studios special effects thing with Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah,
so I could have been somebody.
Well, that was just picked out of the audience. Actually, probably, yeah. I think because I took like summer acting courses and stuff. Like, I never did it during school, but like I would do like little kind of like summer program things where there was like plays and stuff. But it was only until like junior high. And really,
because it's fun to do make believe.
But I don't say aspiring, but yeah, I liked it. But yeah, I was. What else was it? But yeah, I liked Charlie Brown. I mean, I don't know much about it. I was trying to read up on Schultz and stuff before this a little bit. I'm not like a super fan like some people or anything, but like, I don't know. I think he's funny. I think it's weird and everything Jackie said and kind of melancholy and I don't know.
I like this sad kid.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike? What's your history with Peanuts?
I think I'm similar to Jackie. Like, I am aware of the Peanuts. I do have like some a lot of nostalgia for the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Is that the biggest one, arguably?
That's definitely the one that will be on TV like every year, even if you can't find the channel for like Halloween or Thanksgiving, you're gonna find the Christmas
That one, and then the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Yeah, is probably the other.
I couldn't tell you anything about any of the other specials, but I know the Christmas special was like probably like our family's biggest like thing we'd watch at Christmas time. It was back in the before times when. You know, I don't know where my family is now in the waste, but when I would go home to visit my family for the holidays and Christmas, especially, that was like the one thing that I, even as an adult, I'd still like watch it with my dad and stuff. And I mean, it's like 20 minutes. And honestly, the biggest, I think, reason that my family liked it was and why I like it is the music. Like the music is so good in these. It's just like cool jazz music, and it's very I don't know, I like how Ryan, you said kind of like tone poem-y. Like it's very low key and like puts you in a vibe, I think, which is something I like. And I'm thinking of the Christmas special specifically. It does get weirdly religious, but like I don't know, whatever. It's a religious holiday. Like it's not for me, but I don't like mind it necessarily being there. That's pretty much it though. Like I, as a child of the 90s, I'm aware of Snoopy. Snoopy's an icon. And like,
I'm aware of Snoopy.
I would like, you know, I probably had a few like Woodstock and Snoopy sweaters, in my days as a youth, but, you know, and I would glance at the comics.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was more of a Garfield man. So, but
that's it.
But I
two genders
and then like Calvin Hobbes and Garfield.
I'm sorry,
were like
the three genders. Sorry,
but and Peanuts was always like the old people comic to me. Like I never really got it. That's about it. I'm pretty neutral on it, but I do have definitely a soft spot for the Christmas special and mostly the music, which is great.
We're doing like air keys, air piano at moments.
Yeah, one of the good things about this one was the music for sure. Like it was still great. I don't know if it was quite as iconic as the Christmas one, but it was very good.
Well, Nick, aka Morton Hoof, Nick to us, Nick to your friends. What about you? What's your history with Chuck, old Chuck Brown?
Well, with good old Chuck, I have a more of a tangential relationship where I didn't really watch too much of the shows or read the comics when I was a kid. But back before the bomb went off, there was a place in California called Knott's Berry Farm. And Berry Farm.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's like all Peanuts themed. And so actually probably more of my consumption of Peanuts was through Knott's Berry Farm than anything else.
What is at, since you brought this up, I've always wondered, like, what is at Knott's Berry Farm?
Are there berries?
In my mind, it's just like bootleg Disneyland, but
it's like
are there roller coasters?
Well, it's a low-key Disneyland. I mean, there are some, there's more roller coasters at Knott's than there are at Disneyland, but.
That makes sense.
So what is a Charlie Brown themed roller coaster? Is it like, you're going to kick the football?
Not everything. Like they have their most famous roller coaster, I think, is called Ghost Rider. And it's just an old wooden roller coaster. When you ride it, it feels like it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, I love it.
Nice.
It's one of my favorites.
But they're there's two sections. There's the big people section, and then there's
big kids.
Yeah, and then there's the there's like the kids section, and that's where all the Peanuts stuff is. So like someone in a Charlie Brown costume will be walking around, and
I was gonna say they have like the character costumes.
Yeah, and then there is like there are that I think originally it did start as like a berry place. Like they have jam is their like specialty there, so.
I just imagine a young Morton Hoof like going up on the roller coaster on the adult side or the cool people side, and then looking off into the distance and seeing all the Peanut stuff and thinking, "What's all that?" And then just immediately forgetting about it as he goes down, like, "Woo!"
While he's holding like a bottle of jam and jelly.
I'm here for berries and roller coasters.
I'm here for the preserves.
But Charlie Brown was always kind of through pop culture osmosis. I always took in things. And then I did see the most recent movie. So
the CGI one?
Yeah. And I like that.
So. I never saw it. I always wanted to. Missed it.
Yeah,
would you say that keeps in the low key vibe as the specials?
It's definitely the same. It's a little bit more lighthearted actually, but Charlie Brown's depression is still there and stuff like that. But they don't
still have like the Vince Guaraldi trio jazz kind of vibe.
I don't remember that being like a big thing. Like that kind of low key tone through the soundtrack. But it's been, I only saw it since it came out, or when it came out, so it could be there, but I'm forgetting it. But that didn't stand out to me when I saw it before.
Can I mention something about Knott's Berry Farm?
Uh-oh, we lit something in Ryan.
No, I really like Knott's Berry Farm, and I think it came out before
Dan Charlie Brown.
Like, it's been around before Disneyland, but then it kind of, Disneyland came around, it, like, became more, like, in a theme park thing. Like
Was Knott's Berry Farm before Disneyland, like, literally, like, here's our berry farm?
Yeah, with, Disneyland like a berry stand.
Oh, it's an amusement park. It's like Disneyland now.
Yeah, they had, like,
California was. It's just farms and orchards.
Yeah, and they had, like, a ghost town. You know, they still have that. That was, like, its thing, like, back in the day. And his name, the guy that started that, is also named Walt. It's Walt,
Walt Fisney.
Well, now we're getting silly.
Walter Knott, of course, you know.
Walter Knott, and
they were actually buds and stuff. Like they were kind of friendly rivals a little bit, you know, kind of stealing each other's ideas and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure Walter Knott styled himself a rival to Disney. I wonder if Disney felt the same about Walter Knott.
Yeah, I mean it's a cool place. I haven't been there in a while, but it's a cool park to go to, I think. And it's
Walter, if you give me some of your delicious preserves, I'll give you some of my delicious churros. You got a deal?
I make them fresh by hand.
But that makes me want to go Knott's Berry Farm actually. Have you ever been
find a Wayback Machine? You can.
Yeah, I guess we'll go back. Yeah.
No, funny enough, I know Disneyland's gone now, but I think Knott's Berry Farm is still there.
That Ghost Rider.
There you go, Walter.
The Ghost Rider writes even scarier now.
Well, Morton, Hoof, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you had a exact replica of Knott's Berry Farm rebuilt on your estate.
Yeah, except the instead of wood, it's body parts.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Truly, the Ghost Rider ride.
That's more thematic. Well,
yeah, you can hear the screams of people who are still dying that are...
Oh, wow.
Any berries,
man.
Though?
Man.
We got...
The only berries you see is the goo coming out of the people's skin as the ride goes on.
They're not quite preserved.
So, Dave, what's your history with Charlie Brown?
Oh, yeah, let's Here get we go. The Fine. Hot takes.
Well, let's get ready for the piping hot Brown. Take.
Aside from the, you know, pop culture osmosis that I think everyone gets, you know, Good Grief, the football, Snoopy... I have zero exposure to Charlie Brown. This is actually the first Charlie Brown anything I've sat and watched in its entirety outside of
bonkers.
Like, you know, a trailer of something on TV or like, I don't know, if Charlie Brown was like promoting like DirecTV or some shit like that. This is the only
as if he's a person.
This is the only exposure I have in full with Charlie Brown. And I gotta say, you know, going into this, I'll be real. Off mic, we were talking about this a little bit, you know, how I think I was kind of playing up my quote unquote disdain or dislike for Charlie Brown. In reality, I'm kind of just ambivalent towards Charlie Brown. There's nothing about it for the longest time. There was nothing about it that drew me in and made me want to watch it. I think the only thing that I had seen of it that I kind of enjoyed was that music that ding 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 ding. Like you mentioned doing the air keys. Like I would do that when I would hear it.
You don't do like the dance of Snoopy dance where
you
kind
of
like
do one of the weird dances that the kids do.
Again, just like through osmosis is all I got. And sitting down and watching this, it was interesting because this show felt like a cartoon created by someone on Ambien for someone on Ambien. Like, this is the most low-key, low-energy cartoon I think I've ever seen. Yeah. And I think you might be onto something, Mike. I think the fact that it's so low key, like, and there's, I can't imagine there was anything else like this at the time, in the early 70s. So I kind of get the sense that this is maybe kind of like a counter programming type thing to all the other cartoons on TV at the time. And I'm going to assume that's why people maybe responded to it, other than the fact that there was only two other channels on TV at the time. So it's not like there was a big helping of cartoon content for kids to watch. But it is a certain vibe. I got to imagine there weren't any other depressed children cartoon characters at the time either. So I get the sense that it really got into a particular type of I wouldn't say kid, but Charlie Brown is definitely a sad sack. And all of the characters in general, just like, I think Snoopy's the only character with real gusto to him. He's the only one, like, he's whipping out in this episode. In
I mean,
this
Snoopy's
special,
got
he's whipping
the
out
energy.
He's got the energy that everyone else lacks.
He's doing some real fast carpentry in the end of
this.
He
does the carpentry at the end. He cooks all of it. I will say, Dave, I think, like, without the context of some of the bigger Charlie Brown hits, like the Christmas special,
yeah,
a lot of the Thanksgiving one seems a little like, well, what the fuck is that? Well, and especially the, I was noticing about the voice acting, because for a long time, all the Charlie Brown stuff was done by actual kids, and a lot of them so young that, like, they couldn't read, so they were being told the line to
them.
Yeah,
and there's a couple of moments like that are good, where, like, the kids are, like, stuttering.
Yeah, and in the Christmas special, I feel like it's, one, because it's just a kind of more coherent story, and it is a bigger kind of nostalgia object, but the, like, little kid voice acting is a lot more endearing. And there were a lot of parts during this one where you're like, why are they saying it like that? Why is this person, have they ever read anything in their life? And it's like, the answer might be no. They might be a 5-year-old.
Well, when you guys are talking about the Christmas special being the one, it got me wondering, like, is this sort of like kind of a, like, compared to all the other Charlie Brown shows, specials?
It's the crown jewel.
Okay, so this is kind of on the lower tier as far as Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen this.
Apparently, this is the 10th special.
That checks out.
And and yeah, the Christmas special came out in 65, and so this is
from the 70s.
Yeah, so this is a lot later,
I believe.
This is a later special.
I would say.
Okay, so there were even there. I was saying I was on the assumption that Charlie Brown came out in the early 70s. This has been around as a show since the 60s.
Well, it's not really like a show. Yeah. I think it's just been like specials. Like there have been specials of it.
Movies too, up until like the 80s.
But yeah. I don't think it wasn't something where it's like, here's season one of the Charlie Brown.
So it was kind of an event whenever it was on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, you have the strip that just like comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was almost just like British TV or something. Like, here's the special, you know, kind of thing.
Okay, gotcha. That gives it a little more context for me then. I assume Peanuts was like the long-running show that was on TV or something.
I think they probably, I guess I don't know this for sure. I feel like they tried a couple more kind of cohesive, like, season-type things, but it was overall just a, like, you know, put this on.
Yeah, all anyone talks about are the specials. Yeah. If there was a show, it's like forgotten to time.
Yeah, there's one in the 80s, the Charlie Brown and Snoopy show, and it was just on for a couple years kind of thing. Yeah. And
that's not what anyone thinks about when they think about the Charlie Brown cartoon.
I think primarily it is the strip.
Yeah, the strip.
And then the specials. Yeah. Because the strip is what laid the foundation for it's kind of like everyone knows about. Like, everyone knows about Garfield, everyone knows about Peanuts. Like, it's just because, you know, your parents would see it every day in the newspaper or whatever.
Well, like I said, going in, I was ambivalent to Charlie Brown. After watching this one, which, according to you guys, is kind of lower tier Charlie Brown, it was fine. Like, you know, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. There were a couple of really, I have two shining moments that really stuck out to me that I'm like, that was great. I do have questions, though. I'm hoping you guys can answer these questions for me.
Okay, Ryan, should we have you describe kind of what happens in this episode, since you're the resident super fan?
Yeah, well,
super
I fan. Said I wasn't the super fan. But.
Well, one of us has something on their wall, and it's you.
It's me. Okay. Well,
out of the five of us, he is the one that most closely resembles Charlie Brown.
And he played Charlie Brown.
It's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, you are. You have inhabited the character.
Well, yeah. I guess it's pretty simple. You know, Chuck's getting ready for going to Thanksgiving at his grandma's place. And basically, Peppermint Patty invites herself over for Thanksgiving dinner. And Chuck, being his, you know, classic self, is just overwhelmed and can't say, "No, Peppermint Patty, you can't come over. I'm going to my grandma's house." Decides to have them over, you know? And who hasn't been in that situation before, you know? Like...
I had forgotten, like, what the setup was to have these children, like, making a fake little Thanksgiving dinner. And I didn't... It's, like, way sadder than I remembered of Peppermint Patty just casually being like, "Yeah, so my dad took off, and what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Because I'm all alone."
It's the 70s, so my dad ran away.
Like, all oh their parents God. Are gone. Presumably, the parents are driving the car at the end, but we never see them.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
that, and that's,
see
that's
a thing. That is consistent. It's
yeah, that's
true.
A thing in Charlie Brown.
That's a Charlie
you
Brown
never
thing.
See the parents?
No.
We never see the parents, and when okay. they talk, that's that womp, 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 womp.
All right, well, that's a question I can cross off of my list then.
But it really okay.
Teachers,
is,
parents, you never see them. Just womp, womp.
Okay.
It's a
I think
very,
you some, don't you sometimes see, like, their
see
feet
some legs
or something?
Like
yeah,
that,
like
yeah.
their legs.
Mm. But, yeah, I had forgotten that Peppermint Patty is also an extremely sad child, but she is a much different kind of sad child where she won't realize this
she's
until
an extrovert.
Like, years later.
You know,
she's a lesbian in the 70s.
She's a lesbian in the 70s, and she's just going to keep talking until she gets invited to someone's dinner, and when she's an adult, she'll think about her loneliness, but not yet.
And her dad just left her on Thanksgiving.
Charlie Brown, though, is a child and knows that he's lonely. And that's
hey, Chuck, I hear it's Thanksgiving, Chuck. Chuck, you hear it's Thanksgiving, Chuck? Yeah, I'm thinking about coming over, Chuck. Is that cool, Chuck?
I'm bringing Marcy, Chuck. And it's sort of funny about Marcy calling Peppermint Patty sir. There's something funny about
yeah.
that.
There's a lot of gender stuff going on.
Yeah. And then basically, Peppermint Patty invites Marcy and Franklin over. And, you know, Sally and Linus are coming over. I mean, I guess... Sally, not Sally. Sally.
Sally's there.
Well, then who am I thinking? Who pulls football? That's
Lucy. But Lucy doesn't.
Lucy doesn't come over.
Lucy, we only see at the beginning.
There's a little bit of lack of Lucy in this one,
and that's why I have a problem with it. As I said off mic, Lucy is a bitch, and I love that.
Yeah, she was someone I hated. Now I love. It's like Angelica of this show, you know. But yeah, and then the best thing, my favorite line, I don't know if you're going to bring this up, might as well, but my favorite line is that he's like, "I can make cold cereal and toast." And I'm like, "That's me, Charlie Brown. Cool." Like
that's that line. And then, like, I think it's Linus afterwards. He's like, "You can make toast. You're not good at buttering it, though, but we'll help."
Yeah, yeah.
"I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast."
And then so they make toast and... bunch of shit for Thanksgiving, and Peppermint Patty throws a fit beans. like a just ungrateful B word, you know.
Yeah, only I can use the B word.
No, Ryan, call an 8-year old the B word.
Yeah, yeah. But then she realizes that she, child. You know, she was mad that she wasn't getting her Thanksgiving dinner, like a legitimate one. But then realizes quickly that she was being harsh and loud and stuff. And then they apologize to Charlie Brown in you know, a very indirect way, I guess. And but then the grandma invites them all over for Thanksgiving anyway. You know,
and then Snoopy was holding out on the gang the whole time.
Oh yeah.
Well, Snoopy, poor put-upon dog that he is, was given the instruction to get the table from the garage, get some chairs, clean it up, then make all the food, pop all the popcorn.
Oh, that hoarder garage. Jesus.
Snoopy, do everything.
He just wanted to play dress-up. All right. And then Charlie Brown was like, "How are you going to serve the food in that costume? Don't be ridiculous."
Yeah.
So I'm glad he held out on the kids.
He's a magic dog. He's kind of cool.
How ungrateful are they? He made them popcorn, what appeared to be gummy worms.
He was making them to order extra popcorn on like a hibachi grill.
Yeah. He's trying his best to save Thanksgiving.
I give you all this magnificent feast that I whipped up in no time at all, and you ungrateful
me and
bees
my friend
just totally just shat all over it.
No one invited Snoopy to grandma's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Snoopy? But I, you know, maybe you're onto something, Jackie. Maybe Peppermint Patty has her own problems that she's dealing with. But I hated Peppermint Patty.
She's not a likable character.
I did notice, Dave, as we were watching this, I noted your grip on your armrest tightening every time she was on screen.
Inviting herself to things.
Steam coming out of your
herself,
ears.
I'm banging on the table now. Inviting herself to a Thanksgiving dinner that didn't even exist, she made up, and then pitching a fit when it's not up to her standards. Like I honestly I would have been fine if Snoopy threw her to the whims of the animated chair, the sentient chair. Have
that
her fight the chair.
Scene with the chair that did last for like
for
five
like 10
minutes.
And the whole thing was that chair. It's kind of funny now. Thinking like, wow,
half
they really
the
padded
episode
the time.
Is like
with
montages
this.
With these elongated montages with Snoopy as he prepares.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
things.
That's Charlie.
And that's
Brown.
Charlie Brown. Yeah,
that's Charlie
like,
Brown.
Half,
in essence,
see what
okay.
Snoopy's
half,
getting
half
up
the
to.
Specials are like just smooth jazz playing while stuff is happening. Like they're setting
while
stuff
Snoopy
up.
Snoopy has a little fun adventure.
Yeah, Snoopy does goofy stuff.
And the thing is, I think it's sort of Simpsons thing where Bart became more, Homer became more of this character later, where Snoopy got more and more popular over the years. And so just like more Snoopy, more Snoopy.
Well, like I said, he's the one with energy in the whole show. Everyone else is just so.
And maybe it's because Snoopy is a nonverbal performance. And so it's not kind of up to the whims of a illiterate child to perform. And he gets to just have his chair fight scene or like his like dance his like basketball montage or whatever.
It's a stark contrast between him and Charlie Brown, who at the top of this special, after Lucy does her patented pull the football away, he says something to the degree of, "I'll lie on my back and kill myself." I'm like, what? What? What am I hearing right now? What is this?
Yeah. That's the... Yeah. That's Chuck.
Hold it. Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
Pretty wild.
Again, contrast that with Snoopy, who has a funny
has a
fight scene
life.
With a sentient... who has a funny fight scene with a sentient lawn chair. It's... It's just two different worlds.
This is, again, the context you're missing of, like, the Christmas special where Charlie Brown spends the whole time being like, what's the point? I'm depressed. This commercialization of the holidays is, I don't know how to deal with this. And Snoopy is throwing his heart and soul into decorating his little house for the
contest.
Oh,
yeah, his little house looks so dope.
Which he wins because he loves what he does. That said, again, I love depressed child's Charlie Brown.
Yeah, he gets anxious, you know, with everybody coming over. And he's not, it's just like, can't say no. Like, I definitely can relate to someone that's, it's hard to say no to things or something, you know, like,
and when,
especially your friends and stuff.
Peppermint Patty, you know, throws her fit. Charlie Brown isn't like mad at her. He just feels bad because she didn't have any kind of Thanksgiving, and then he feels like he gave her a shitty one. And he is just sad about it. He didn't want to disappoint people.
That's probably another reason why the show probably hit home, because it's like, I can't imagine there were any like sad, anxiety written characters in cartoons at the time. Like, I think it really probably hit to with a lot of people that deal with anxiety or just, you know, aren't happy-go-lucky people, you know.
Not every
you didn't even
cartoon.
Talk about you didn't even talk about anxiety or depression in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, certainly not with cartoons or anything. I wouldn't imagine.
Well,
there was
Eeyore.
Like, well, there's Eeyore, but you don't. Yeah.
Oh, there was Eeyore. That's
you know,
true.
Winnie the Pooh in general does have some real depressed.
Well,
ambient
he's kind of
vibes.
A Winnie the Pooh. I liked Winnie the Pooh too. This is, I guess, they kind of are similar kind of vibe a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
You really were an old soul, Ryan.
You didn't watch Winnie the Pooh either? What the hell?
I watched Pooh Bear.
I watched way more Winnie the Pooh than I did.
Yeah, Phoenix. Same here.
I was watching
the song.
Pooh Rugrats.
Bear,
and
Winnie the Pooh
this is more
Bear.
Of my proof that Michael came on this planet when he was like 11 years old or something.
My point I wanted to make is that not every cartoon, not everything aimed at children should be about heroes, because not every kid is a hero.
Yeah. And I think that's the one, and that's like the big endearing thing about Charlie Brown, I would say. Like, again, I didn't love this, I didn't hate it, but I can appreciate now, I think, why it probably became so popular. And to what you said, Mike, it's kind of like a nice, pleasant, we're putting on the Charlie Brown do-do-do-do-do-do, and
well,
we're just going to chill. And
what I like about the Charlie Brown specials, they feel like they're good to put on, like, during the holidays, like while you're cooking or something, like especially Thanksgiving, like you put
walk
this
away
on,
from it.
The kids are like playing, they're probably just like looking up when the Snoopy stuff is happening, and maybe like your one weird depressed kid is like glued to the TV, seeing themselves, and then you're just like cooking some stuff, like making some mashed potatoes, and just hearing the like, it's just a pleasant.
This is like the cartoon equivalent of the Rain app I use to fall asleep.
Charlie
You're
Brown
not wrong.
Is some white noise, and there's nothing wrong with that, especially not during the holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
Some goddamn piece
just
of quiet.
Just a little bit of white noise.
So I have another
blop,
question.
Blop, 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 blop. Yes, go ahead.
You guys are the Charlie Brown scholars, as I'll refer to you.
Evidently,
Maybe this is only specific to this special, but what's Peppermint Patty's deal? Is she obsessed with
Charlie
Brown?
Okay, let's get into it. Because I was talking a little bit about this before we started. There's a bunch of different... Well, she's from the strips, because that's all from the strips. But for the movies especially, they kind of get more into stuff. And I'm thinking about... Charlie Brown camp movie where they all go to sleepaway camp and there's hijinks and there's all this stuff. There's a lot of Peppermint Patty and Marcy in that. Anyway, Peppermint Patty is just got that rude tude and is definitely a lesbian. And I don't know where I was going with this exactly.
She doesn't realize it because it's the 70s and she's little,
so
and
they
compensates by being super into Charlie Brown, who like no one in their right mind would actually be into.
Yeah,
but she, like, I think you made a point earlier that they are more alike than they put off, but like one's an introvert, one's an extrovert, you know.
They're similar souls. She does walk all over him, but in a way that, you know, they do have a lot more in common than it seems.
They both have absent parents.
They both have, well, isn't that the
I think
truth?
They all, none of these all kids of have do. Their, that's
well,
just
well, Lucy well, had, well, had well, Lucy's well. Parents are there. That's why she wasn't here.
They took her away. Linus, who gives a shit? But yeah, Peppermint Patty.
Is Linus homeless?
He has that blanket.
Is that why he carries that blanket
that's
around?
That's why he carries his blanket around.
Jesus. No, that's his home.
Fucked up.
What?
A child. And he's not even depressed about it.
Yeah, he's hopeless.
One thing I noticed, they didn't have the titular Linus is covered in filth moment where he like...
That's not Linus!
That's Pigpen!
God damn.
He's a whole
Pigpen is a whole
kid.
Different character. He's the dirty
it's
character.
Entirely
the one
different
who's
person.
Dirty.
Okay, so there's a homeless person that walks around with their blanket and a homeless person...
He's just dirty!
Homeless isn't actually homeless. He just dresses like it. Pigpen okay. is homeless. No, I don't know that.
Just a stinky kid.
Yeah, Pigpen is just that one kid who stinks and is covered in shit. Every friend group has one.
They really do a good job of hitting all of those archetypes, like the covered in shit character, the depressed character, the homeless character.
Only Dave would say coveted before shit character.
Yeah, it's just regular child archetypes, you know. Then you got your bitchy friend who won't let you kick the football, and you know, the depressed one and the other depressed one. And
that football, that'll never get not get funny. I don't know why.
He just he always tries it.
I gotta admit, like, again, I was aware of these antics, these moments through osmosis, but I'll admit when the special started. And she's like, and Charlie Brown's like, I'm not falling for it this time. And Lucy's like, what about tradition? And then he goes to kick the ball, and she says, isn't it funny how traditions are, like, forgotten? It got me. I was like, aw, Lucy, that's clever.
See, that's a little, that's kind of how the comic strip, that's like its own little few panel thing
Bam, here's the setup payoff kind
Dave,
of
Dave, you said that there were two highlights for you in this. Is that one of the two highlights?
I guess I can include it now, but no, the two I had pointed out were the first one being, and when I was writing down my notes, I put in the margin, best moment for me, is when Snoopy has his fight with the sentient chair. I thought that was brilliant. That was funny. It was a funny cartoon moment. However, that moment was then later supplanted by my now favorite moment of this. It's at the end of the special when they're all going to Grandma's house. They're singing the song, and then we're off to Grandma's house. We go. We cut to Charlie Brown, who says,
"Well, there's only one thing wrong with that."
"What's that, Charlie Brown?"
"My grandmother lives in a condominium."
Best moment of the episode.
Credits.
Credits. It was so funny. Cut to Snoopy, like, holding out and everybody and pulling Turkey out and having this great
feast.
Turkey
like, to his
that
bird
was my
friends.
Favorite moment is Snoopy, like carving in his little house a chair and table in like 30 seconds and then just bringing out the most beautifully prepared turkey, which curiously is fed to Woodstock the bird. I was wondering about
you're
like
not
the
gonna get
ethics
into
of
it.
That.
Not gonna go there.
Maybe it was a tofurkey, Mike. You know,
he's like, I care about my friends so much. It's all tofurkey.
That condominium joke, that to me, that felt like one of those moments that, and when you're watching a cartoon, that like that's the moment for the adults watching it that are like, ah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like the kid is like, what's a condominium?
Exactly. That's the moment that plays to adults.
Well,
to
some
me,
people don't
joke.
Live in a house. They can't. They live.
Some people live in a big city.
So why was
Patty's
Peppermint
like, oh, yeah, I live in a condo too.
Dad there, sometimes your dad takes off for the weekend and
never comes back.
You got to figure out how to, hey, you know how to use the toaster? Well, that's good. Just like Charlie Brown. Yeah.
They're all latchkey kids, basically.
Exactly.
What about that weird toaster with like had like the
I'm like, how do I
like
get
that?
A Charlie Brown triangular
side toaster?
Like,
yeah.
And why do they have
maybe those are burning houses down and we don't get them anymore?
They probably
or something.
Were.
Nick, what are some of your favorite moments of this special?
Well, my favorite moment was probably in the very beginning when Charlie Brown's like, I'll just lay here and die or something like that. Death is explicitly stated. So I thought that was pretty funny. And, but I, like you guys have said, the kind of the low key vibe of the show is very enjoyable. And, you know, I like that Snoopy for some reason is the character that's like not bound by reality or he lives in imagination land or whatever. So
crosses dimensions.
Yeah. I really like it was pretty short relative to the other bits, but the garage door bit where Woodstock keeps opening the garage door and Snoopy keeps getting trapped or whatever.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot, but yeah, I like the special. It's fun to watch. It's already like, and I think another interesting thing, I don't know if it happened to Dave, but I like the Peanuts, but I wasn't intimately involved with the Peanuts, but it still has a sense of nostalgia to it. And I think that's part of just the artistry or the illustration and stuff like that. Just kind of old school, like even watching it in Blu-ray or 4K or whatever, it still has that vibe, like very distinct from an old time.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I do enjoy the animation style. Like, I think honestly, I think Mike, you nailed it. Like, the general vibe of the show, at least for me, is a put on in the background type of show. It's like warm cocoa or something in cartoon form.
Yes, warm apple spice, the falling of the yellow leaves.
Well, speaking of the not to bring it back to the Christmas special again, but it is all of the good things about the Thanksgiving special are there, and even better in the Christmas special, the music, the like background, there's a lot of like just really interesting like the backgrounds are all like stylized, like kind of cut out, you know, stuff like that, and it's all like, you know, brightly colored and stuff like that, and it is you know, as I said, Thanksgiving's not the top tier Peanuts by any means, but
is Christmas the one that ends with the is Christmas the one that ends with the lulu lulu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the
okay,
Christmas song.
That. Yeah.
That's New Year's song, right?
Yeah, though that was Auld Lang Syne, but they do sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Okay, gotcha. That's the thing that Simpsons spoofs in their Halloween special, right, Ryan?
Yeah. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Ooh. Yeah. Again, all my Charlie Brown knowledge is from osmosis.
And then you have Santa's Little Helper doing the Snoopy dance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. We didn't see the typical Charlie Brown dance in this episode. Which
no one danced. Yeah,
it's like the Thanksgiving's old, not really a dancing holiday.
The
you
old
know?
School.
And you're too full. You're just like lying on the couch.
I mean, they didn't have Schroeder there, who yeah. is you know everyone's friend who plays the piano and
Schroeder's a,
brings the
like
piano
shreds.
Schroeder's a good character.
Yeah, he's great because he's also like an asshole. You know, 9-year-old. Charlie yeah, Brown is great because it's a bunch of unlikable characters. It's Always Sunny, like fucking 60 years before the
That's funny.
I guess they make a good point. Thanksgiving, out of the three major holidays, well, I shouldn't say that. Out of the
this is
major
very,
holidays,
American centered.
Yeah, sorry. Out of the holidays towards the end of the year, the fall holidays, like Thanksgiving is the one that's probably the most boring. It's probably the one where it's just like. That's the one that's mostly dominated by the drunk racist uncle bit, you know? It's just like, does anyone really like Thanksgiving?
What?
Yeah, food's good.
Well,
but-
yeah, I mean, the older I get, the more I like Thanksgiving.
Well,
it's the,
I like
really?
Cooking,
it's
I
good
like
because it's
food.
Boring. You yeah. just hang out and eat. There's no pressure. You don't have to, like, arrange stuff. You don't. You
Thanksgiving
just chill.
Does also suffer from the fact that it's a holiday celebrating that genocide that did happen. But
and
I
also
do,
getting
I do like
together
the food,
with
I
your
lie.
Family, which is like, ugh. Okay.
I never really liked Thanksgiving ever. I think. I mean, I like it now. I getting together with friends and stuff. But I would. I haven't been
yeah,
back.
Yeah. See,
for
you just
family.
Gotta like move away from your family and then
and meet people who actually know how to but, cook a turkey.
And Thanksgiving just it's seriously like the I again it is the older I get the more I like it. Maybe because it's boring and I like cooking and I just like cook and eat and that's it. There's no like. There's nothing to organize. There's no like.
Well, that's not true for everyone's Thanksgiving. There's plenty to organize.
Sure, sure, but you know, just like it can be a great embrace the boringness and Thanksgiving, and it can
I'll
be a lovely
some
time.
Some smooth jazz and just do it.
Well, that sounds lovely, but I'll put it this way: if I did move away, like I wouldn't fly back from my to hang with my family for Thanksgiving. I'm
no,
like,
exactly.
Christmas? Yeah, I'll come back for Christmas. Yeah. Thanksgiving. What are you talking about? No.
It's a day and a half. No. I'm not.
No.
You get the day after Thanksgiving off. I don't know why, but like no one ever gives the day after Christmas off. So for whatever reason,
Boxing
Thanksgiving
day?
Is just more of a chill time. Boxing Day.
Well, does anyone have any other closing thoughts on a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, or should we wrap this one up?
Turkey did look good at the end.
It got me hungry.
Turkey, yeah.
So good job, Snoopy.
My compliments to Snoopy.
I like his little chef hat.
What about Joe Cool? What do you guys think of Joe Cool?
Oh, love him.
Who's Joe Cool?
Snoopy.
He's Snoopy's alter ego.
He's
the Steve Urkel of Snoopy personalities.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Nothing. Just I agree with everything Jackie said. This one isn't my favorite, but there's some good moments, I think, throughout it. And it is, I think also, yeah, you're right. I had watched half of this the other night and fell asleep after drinking a few too many beers. And then I watched the rest of it while cooking some eggs this morning. And it was a good time. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I finally got to see some Charlie Brown. Like I said, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It's like to me, it's kind of like a good put on in the background.
I think we got to watch the Christmas special now.
Yeah, not to be that friend who's like, you haven't tried the right strain, though. But you got to try the Christmas special.
Yeah, they're all strains of Charlie Brown are indicas.
It's totally different, man.
They're all downers. It's fine.
We will definitely check back in with Charlie Brown next month come Christmas. But we got to get ready, guys. I got the popcorn cooking. I unwrapped some fresh gummy worms. I had Nick, while he's here, butter up some toast for us. So we got to get to our Thanksgiving feast. And also, we got to prepare for next week for Chanukah.
Oh, I get the oil heating up as we speak.
Yeah.
Some Festival of Lights.
That's right, folks. We talked about it before in our last installment of Saturday Night Apocalypse. But we'll be back next time with more Rugrats with Happy Chanukah. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Chuck. This is Peppermint Patty. How you been, Chuck?
Do you kind of miss me, Chuck?
That's okay, Chuck. I know you probably can't talk because someone's listening. We'll keep these intimate things to ourselves, okay, Chuck? Listen, I really have a treat for you. My dad's been called out of town. He said I could go over to your house and share Thanksgiving with you, Chuck. I don't mind inviting myself over because I know you kind of like me, Chuck. Okay, that's a date. See you soon, you sly devil.
Oh, brother.